was Catherine Carty. She'd been a lady's maid, hadn't she?
I believe so. She'd been all around the world. She'd been several places in the world. Mm. Most refined woman. She was. Oh, she was charming. She was absolutely lovely. But of course, she was a complete cripple with rheumatism.
Was she? She
was bent double. I suppose it was spina bifida. No. Spondylitis, probably it was. And of course, he was a tall, austere looking man, carried himself right to his death, like as though he had a rod in his back.
Mm.
And he had a beautiful little white beard. And he walked with his stick and his dog by his side. And he was king of all he surveyed.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
He was very autocratic. I don't know what on, but he was very autocratic. And we liked Grandfather, but we didn't love him.
No.
He was all right. You wouldn't sort of say, oh, I'll go and cuddle Grandfather. You wouldn't. Nobody would think of cuddling him.
Yeah.
You know. And if he said do it, you did it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure he was a very kind man. He died when I was 11, so apart from seeing him occasionally, I didn't know much about him. But I can see him quite walking up and down. Dad used to hire a horse and sidecar. The sidecar, you see, you could sit three either side, children, you could sit three either side.
Yeah.
One sat on the top, you know, sometimes two went on the top. And we sat there, precarious, but the horse never went very fast.
Mm.
And you never met anything that it shied at or anything like that. So, but we used to start off on a Sunday. We always went on a Sunday. We'd go to early Mass. Then directly after Mass, we went and scrubbed a bit of breakfast because you didn't eat anything before you went to Mass in those days. Mm. And you would go downwards. It was about 18 miles. And we'd arrive there in time for lunch, you see. And Grandfather was usually... we came across like that, and there was a slight incline, and the cottage was on the roadside there, you see. And he was nearly always well up, so you had to come down the... walk very slowly down beside him. And then you all had to go and kiss him. You daren't not kiss him. He didn't want to particularly. He didn't like his beard, for one thing.
Yeah.
And you had to kiss him. And he was always delighted to see us. He really was. But he used to embarrass my aunt. So he'd come in and he'd say, sit down. Everything was set out beautifully in the dining room, you know. She did everything in style. I don't think his lordship would allow anything else, really. And everything had to be just right. Of course, Grandma never joined us because she was sat in the other room, always on a settee with the table in front of her, you know. And she was quite happy. I mean, she didn't mind. We'd go in and see her, be delighted, and she'd be delighted to see us. But he'd say, now, don't you think that's a good dinner? But Delia cooked it. Don't you think it was good, you know? Oh, she's a bit flaming mad because she hated him saying that.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
But he always did that little bit of praise for her. In his own way, I think he was very good.
Mm.
But I don't think any of us loved him at all.
Yeah.
And we respected him for what he was.
Yeah.
That was about the size of it, you know.
Yes.
He was our grandfather.
Yeah. And did you see much of your mother's side of the family?
Oh yes, we used to go see them too. They had that was a little country cottage with the buildings round it, you know, the stabling or the, I don't know what it was in it. There were buildings there,
yeah.
And a low wall And the front of the house was stone paving, really. You know, all stone paving. And there's quite a lot of it because you went to all the barns and that sort of thing over this stone paving.
Yeah.
And there was just my... Well, my grandfather died when I was a tiny baby. He died in the January after I was born. Oh, that was a funny story he used to tell. Mother took me because she had to take me. I was a baby in arms, and she had to take me. That's where she was feeding me as well.
Yeah.
And my uncle came to meet her. Wherever she came to, I don't know where she's come to. Anyway, he came to meet her in a horse and sidecar. And we were just getting home, and I was wrapped up in a shawl. And there was a sow there, just farrowed, and had a lot of little bonnets, somewhere close to the road. And she heard the horse, and she grunted and made a noise, and the horse shied. And through me, I was thrown out of mother's arms onto the road, you see, onto the, I suppose it was a grass verge or a ditch or something, anyway, I was thrown into it. But the next thing was, before any of them recovered their consciousness of anything, the sow had picked me up by the shawl and was running away with me. She'd have eaten me.
Goodness me.
You see, she just farrowed, and
yeah,
she was really not right, you know.
Yeah.
And she found this white bundle and she went off with it. And my uncle spotted what was happening. He went and dragged me away from her. So that time I'd never had existed.